I'm going to be honest. I was a little shocked when Boss came out into the newsroom earlier today and said, word's getting around that Ozzy Osbourne may have passed away today at 76. Because I was watching some videos of him just 2 weeks ago in his final performance with Black Sabbath in Birmingham, England. And granted, he was sitting in a throne, but I'm not going to say he looked good, but he sounded good. He sounded like the old Ozzy. Bob Edwards, the program director for 98.9 The Rock, joining us in the studio. Your thoughts on the legacy and the legend that is Ozzy Osbourne?
Well, when you talk about being surprised that, you know, when you heard the news that Ozzy passed away today just after seeing that, you know, the final show in Birmingham, England, I do wonder, like, Ozzy was so committed and so dedicated to doing that final show. I do wonder if after that final show was done, if he was just sort of done and ready to let go, because he hung on so long through so many medical issues, so much rehab and so many sort of things, and like physical rehab from his, you know, ATV accident and falling downstairs and things like that, that I wonder when he finally got that last show in, I wonder if he sort of mentally was just ready to let go at that point. He kind of had that final check mark. So
how many times did you see him live over the years, Bob?
I would say at least 15, dating back to when I was a junior in high school. I saw him when he first came out as a solo artist, and just thinking to myself as a junior in high school, I need to go see the guy that partied so hard he got thrown out of Black Sabbath for partying too hard.
Yeah, he missed a concert, right? He missed a concert.
Yeah. Missed concerts, always in, you know, all kinds of trouble, raising all kinds of hell for sure. And I just remember just even as a high school kid at the time thinking, what do you have to do to get thrown out of Black Sabbath for being too much? You know, like
from someone who is not a fan of that genre of music, admittedly, what was it to the middle school and high school boy that was so transformative in that time? What was it that made Ozzy explode the way he did?
Because I think all the elements were there. First of all, the songs were great. He always had amazing guitar players with him. You know, the lead guitarist always very, you know, important in any kind of a rock band. But Ozzy was scary. Ozzy scared your parents. Ozzy was sort of a separator. Like if you had that Blizzard of Oz album, just that album cover that I had, I remember when I was in high school, it was kind of a separator where it was scary. It was evil. They're like, man, watch out for that guy. He's got that Ozzy album. Like it kind of made you look perhaps a little tougher and darker than you really were as a high school boy. And there's real appeal in that.
The cover of Diary of a Madman has an upside down cross on it.
Yes. So I mean,
moms didn't like that.
Yeah, back then. I mean, well, first of all, you're right. When you're in high school, you always want music that your parents didn't like. You know, that's part of the whole rebellion thing. But at that time, before the Osbournes TV show on MTV sort of revealed the true Ozzy, he was sort of a scary guy. And if you were like an Ozzy guy, you were kind of considered a little bit scary yourself. So I think that was the appeal to the high school boy, which is the association of like, hey, you know, watch out for me.
I was dark side adjacent.
Yes.
I was telling Dana the story last hour and even shared it in the newsroom when he was on tour with Motley Crue in the early 1980s, I believe 82 or 83. And he snorted a line of ants at the side of the pool and then handed Tommy Lee the straw. And Tommy Lee says, nope, can't beat that.
Yes, yeah. No, Ozzy, completely out of control.
Do you think he was crazy, or do you think he wanted people to think he was crazy, or a little bit of both?
I think a little bit of both, leaning more toward, I think he really was crazy. I think Ozzy was really that far out there and that far extreme. And he was one of those guys that just you know, lived in the moment. There wasn't a whole lot of thought about the consequence. He just lived in the moment.
Is he the godfather of heavy metal?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I don't think anyone would dispute that from the Black Sabbath days all the way through. So influential all the way through. And we saw that, you know, back to the beginning, big tribute concert you had mentioned about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the entire rock and roll world lined up to be there to play there for free because they wanted to just basically sort of, you know, give back to Ozzy. So he was the godfather of metal, without a doubt.
So influential, though, Bob, that there were bands that were not in, not because he didn't like them, and there's only so many sets you can get on a day, but there were bands that were not invited to perform that still showed up. just to be backstage with Ozzy Osbourne for the last time he performs with Black Sabbath.
Right, right. So I'd say, well, you know what, you know, kind of if you go all the way back, you know, when you look at the way, you know, the Beatles revolutionized pop music, Ozzy was that to heavy metal, and all those bands, you know, for years and years to come will credit Ozzy for, you know, inspiring them, influencing them, being a part of you know, their musical genre, if you will, or so Ozzy, you're right. Yeah, was so influential on so many different levels, musically, you know, image wise, and then, you know, from the business standpoint of it, from the touring standpoint of it, with, you know, Ozfest really kind of inventing the big rock music festival, all those sort of things. Such an incredibly influential person.
We were talking before we went on the air during the news break. Ozzy's voice, whether you like it or not, is so distinct, so unique. You hear one note out of that voice and you know exactly who you're listening to.
You know it's Ozzy. And then if you're a lifelong, you know, rock fan, you just hear that voice, and that voice brings like a, you know, a certain level of comfort. I mean, because Ozzy is just, you know, has been there since, you know, all of us can basically remember. I mean, you know, Sabbath goes back to the 1960s, you know, so if you look at the music Sabbath was doing, you know, back in the 1960s, that was just sort of, you know, unheard of. They really were the creator of that heavy metal sound.
Very quickly, last question, unless Dana has one more. What was it about him where he was able to either find or attract some of the greatest guitar players in heavy metal / hard rock history? Randy Rhodes, Jakey Lee, Zakk Wylde, Gus G, some of the biggest, and before he found them or before they joined his band, they were nobodies.
Right, right. So I think, you know, I think Ozzy always knew the value and the importance of having that amazing guitar player. And he had a great eye or ear for talent. So he would find those guys when they were really young. Like, I believe Zakk Wylde was in high school when Ozzy recruited him. Yeah. So these guys were all, like, you know, very young. I think Ozzy had an eye for that talent. And then from the talent standpoint, it was such an attraction just because, once again, you know, Black Sabbath established themselves as one of, you know, the heavy metal pioneers back in the 1960s. So for any young kid who got a chance to play with Ozzy, you know, they would have paid Ozzy to be there. Just, you know, the chance to play with Ozzy was so attractive. He could have his pick of people because he was such a legendary guy, and the music was so good. Because at the end of the day, it really is about the songs, and Ozzy was a great songwriter. I would say, you know, when it comes down to writing like autobiographical songs, like even the things he's done, like the title track of his last album, that Patient Number 9, about what it's like to, you know, be in a mental institution. I mean, Ozzy, you know, at the end of the day, could write a great song, a great autobiographical song, as few people could. So for all the things that were his persona, at the end of the day, what gave it legs is the music was great. So
Bob Edwards, program director, 98.9 The Rock, always appreciate your time. Thank you,
Bob.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.